Well, Dwayne, the incident on Saturday in Charlottesville has really hit across the country. I know in Las Cruces there was a candlelight vigil, but if I'm to understand, there was a candlelight vigil in Alamogordo as well.
Yes, the Charlottesville incident prompted a resident of Alamogordo to put out a Facebook post for a candlelight vigil to remember the young woman who was killed during the protest, as well as the two Virginia State police officers. They held the vigil to remember those folks, and they also were talking about the outrage that they had over the white supremacists attacking the protesters in Charlottesville on Saturday, and how they had to come up with the proper language to denounce those groups and do it in a peaceful manner.
Dwayne, you know, when it comes to incidents like this that affect us nationwide, how does the city of Alamogordo, you know, where do the people go to gather and have these kind of discussions to talk about these issues?
They usually go to the Alameda Park gazebo. It's usually the gathering place where they hold vigils of this type. Sometimes if they have a little bit more time and want to plan it out a little bit more, they have gone to the Otero County Fairgrounds Pavilion and have done candlelight vigils. The woman who put out the Facebook post for this vigil felt that the nature of what happened in Charlottesville, that she needed to gather as many people together to show the support of the Alamogordo community and to remember the folks that perished over there immediately afterwards. So it was kind of a very quick planning of it. So the gazebo was the place that they could gather everybody together very quickly and do it in a peaceful manner.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.